welcome to the Mary Valone Show. I'm your host, Mary Valone, and you're listening to episode 35. Today's episode is called How to Show Up Filled Up to Every Ask. And this week, I want to invite you because we're opening up our next session of our mastermind group coaching. I want to invite you to be a part of it. This has been a group that I launched just after I released my book. So in January of 2017, my book came out, Fundraising Freedom. And then just a few months later, we launched the first Fundraising Freedom coaching group. And so about every 2 months, I have been opening up a new group, and the time has come where we get to open it back up again. So October 5th will be our next session, and I want you to be a part of it. So if you're thinking about, maybe that daunting goal, and you've been trying to go it alone and trying to do this, by yourself, and you've just realized that, hey, not only do you need a team of volunteers, but you need a team that can help you, give you insight, and be a support system to you as you raise funds. That's what this group is. And I cannot, I mean, it's hard to even put into words how excited I am about the people who are part of our mastermind group. These guys are rocking it. I mean, when they came in, they thought, oh, well, I just have to go ask people for money. But in the process, they've realized that fundraising is so much more than just asking people for money. This is about serving people. This is about figuring out what you want so that you can clearly articulate it to other people so that they can know exactly what you need and they can identify whether or not they can fulfill that need for you. And so we walk through every step of the Fundraising Freedom process, and we really dig into maybe those self-limiting beliefs. We talk about what's holding you back on your team and really discussing what ideas are working and what aren't. So here you have a team of people who are able to speak life into your ideas and tell you whether or not you're going down the wrong path before you get too far down it. So if this is for you, if this is you that you're listening and you're like, oh, I need a group of people who can really walk with me through this journey, well, this is for you. So be sure to go to maryvalone.com/coaching and fill out your application today to be considered for that October 5th session. So we ask you to come in for 3 months, because I really believe that you won't see much of an impact if you just show up for a couple weeks. So it's a 3-month commitment, but in those 3 months, I guarantee that you will see your fundraising a completely different way. And over the course of the next couple weeks, I'll be sharing some testimonies with you. But right now, just be thinking about it. Just be thinking about whether or not that October 5th session is for you. And if it is, I'd love to have you be a part of it. But know that we don't let everybody in, and that's just because we want you to come showed up, filled up. So that's what we're talking about today. Okay, so how do you show up filled up to every ask? That is our conversation today. And the reason why I wanted to talk about this was because I believe it. And I never had the words to articulate what show up filled up meant until I met my mentor. So speaking about masterminds and group coaching and all that stuff that I was just discussing, well, I joined a group that helped me, of course, write my book, Fundraising Freedom, and they're called the Igniting Souls Tribe. And I have learned so much from these people. But one of the greatest things that I've learned from my mentor, Carrie Oberbrunner, is this statement: show up filled up. And he has been able to articulate that in a way where I hope I can pass that along to you today, because I have been hearing things from you, the people who are listening to this podcast, the people who are part of our Fundraising Freedom Tribe, that when you showed up filled up, something incredible happened in your fundraising. And this last week, I have been hearing those stories over and over and over again. I got a call yesterday that one of my coaching clients brought in a $20,000 gift. I got a call a text this afternoon from one of my other coaching or one of my clients, $5,000 at a meeting. So here's the deal, is that when we show up on fire and excited about our causes and what we're doing, it's amazing what will happen. And so today I'm going to talk about what that means to show up filled up. So there's two options. Imagine a cup. So you've got a cup sitting in front of you. The cup can be empty or the cup can be full. And whether you show up You might come either with that cup completely empty on and on drain autopilot. You're just exhausted and tired, and you have it written all over your face. And people can read that. Or you can show up with your cup full and overflowing because you are ready to come serve them. Now, you might still have all that other exhaustion and other things that are going on in your life, but in that moment, you made a decision that you were going to show up with your tank full, that you were going to come ready to serve, ready to deliver your message, and whoever's sitting in that room is going to hear it, and they're going to know that you are on fire for the work that you do. And I know the people who are listening right now, I know that our Fundraising Freedom Tribe is filled up about the work that they do. Who else has causes like we have? Who else gets to do the work that we do? And so I've mentioned it in the past that you guys are the gatekeepers. You have the ability to share a message with somebody that no one else can share. And so that gets me fired up, and that makes me want to show up filled up for you, because I know that you're going to be sharing your message to an audience that will forever be changed if they say yes to what it is that you're doing. And that's what we want. We want to show up to every single meeting, every opportunity to talk to somebody new or a friend, a family member, a business person, a church leader. We want to talk to every single one of them with a passion in us that they want to be a part of what we're doing, because no one else is doing what you're doing. And so that's what showed up, filled up means, is that you come with your tank full. You come ready to serve. You come ready to be a part of whatever it is that those people are doing. And it's because you want to be present. You know, how often do people show up just empty? I mean, you know who these people are. I mean, I know I did it. Sometimes our churches are filled with people who are running on empty, and they are not showing up filled up. They're showing up empty, hoping that that pastor or hoping that that leader will give the right message that will somehow fill their tank again. And they are depending on others in their lives to fill that tank for them instead of coming ready to receive whatever it is that is to come, and using that as fuel to continue to show up in a way that you can serve other people. And I know that we all have the ability not only to impact our causes, but to impact each other. And what would happen if we came ready to serve every single time we met with someone, and we didn't come with our hand out, which is what most of our peers are doing? Most nonprofit leaders are showing up with their hands out and asking, what can you do for us? Very self-centered, very selfish. They're always thinking, what's in it for me, and what can I get out of this? And I'm not going to go to that meeting unless I think that this person is actually going to write me a check, which, you know, to some extent, you want to be sure that you're prospecting in the right way, where you're actually talking to the right people. But sometimes you sit across the table with somebody where you kind of are sitting there thinking, why am I in this meeting? And I cannot tell you how many times that has happened where I'm like, I don't know if this person is capable of giving to my cause. I don't know if this person is even interested in my cause. But you know what? I'm going to show up. I'm going to come filled up, and I'm going to be ready to serve them, to find out what are they looking for? What do they want out of this relationship? And what can I do to fulfill maybe a desire that they have to serve, a desire that they have to give back or to make an impact in the world? And so I'm ready. I come ready. And that's what I want to challenge you today. You know, think about your most recent meeting that you went to. Do you feel like you came with your cup empty? Or do you feel like you came full? Did you come ready to serve that other person, ready to answer their questions and to find out what made them tick? What gets them excited about changing lives and impacting people through their gifts and their donations and their time? Did you ask those questions of the people that you sat with? Or did you sit and talk and talk and talk about how great you are and how great your cause is, and you didn't ask the right questions about what's so great about them? And we all are self-centered. I'm not going to lie. I've said this before, is that we think in the way of what's in it for me. That's just very normal. That's human nature to think what's in it for me. But what if you flip this totally on its head? What if you came in to those meetings? What if you came in ready to serve them? I bet you that they will turn their head and think, what's the catch? And they're going to look at you in a completely different light because you're showing up in a way that no other nonprofit is showing up to them. I mean, how often, think about the people who are in the same industry as you, the same kind of sector, your competition maybe, or your peers. How are they delivering their message? And are they coming across in that empty, in that self-serving way? Or are they coming ready to serve the people that they're meeting with, the people that they're going to go speak to? And I want you to pay attention to that, because whatever they're doing, if they're coming, if they're showing up filled up and you're showing up empty, there's probably a good reason why you're probably low on funds and why they're not. And so you can pay attention and see the people who are doing it just the very best. And I think that that's just because they're confident and they really do care about the people that are around them, and they want to see other people impacted, and they get it. They get that they can't do it alone, that they need their community. They need people to rally around them. And they, you know, in order to raise the funds, it's going to take a lot of donations coming from a lot of different sources. And that's why every single meeting is so critical. You never know when a door is going to be open to someone new, to someone who can fulfill that need that you have. And so I want to show up every single meeting ready to serve them, ready to find out more about them, and then answer the questions about how can we partner together? How can we find a way where we can work together and we can make greater impact if we partner side by side in this crazy, crazy world, you know? And so that's what I want you to see, is that as soon as you show up and you come in ready to serve, you're no longer going to be thinking about all those self-limiting beliefs. So when I talk to fundraisers, the primary thing that comes to mind is this instant fear about making the ask, about asking people for money. It just seems very self-serving. It's so counter to what many of you are used to doing, because if you are used to helping people and making a difference in other people's lives, the last thing you want to do is feel like you're coming with your hand out and begging people for money. And that's what I want you to get out of this episode today, is that you don't have to change who you are to raise money. You don't have to be anybody different than who you are, because our nonprofit leaders are pretty amazing. And I believe that each and every one of you is incredible. You know, you're just like an extra special person because of the work that you do. Nobody who's, you know, egotistical and self-centered can really land in the work that you're doing for very long, because people get it. They watch, they pay attention, they look at body language, they hear what you say, and that is just unattractive. You know, that ego, you know, all that comes with it, just, it's not attractive. And, you know, sometimes people like strong personalities, but a strong personality and somebody who's self-centered is very different. Those are two very different individuals. And so I want you to come strong and confident and feeling like you're empowered to share your message, and that you have the ability to serve someone else in a way that no one else could. And so that whole fear of coming with your hand out is just, you have to just put that aside for a second and think about what it is that you're really doing. You're not coming with a handout for you. You're coming ready to ask them to partner with you so that you can serve your people well. And that to me is not a place where you're going to beg somebody. This isn't a place where you're telemarketing or you're trying to scam somebody into giving to you. This is an opportunity that no one should pass up. And the only way that you can share that effectively is if you come ready to serve them. And so when you do show up this way, what I want you to see is that you immediately become present in that conversation. Look at our world today. I mean, look at the way that we are so distracted with cell phones and technology and the next meeting and other things that are going on in our world that are just, they're just a distraction. But what if you sat down in a meeting with someone and you were 100% present? They'll pay attention. You know it. You know when somebody's sitting in front of you and they're distracted. You think, well, why am I even meeting with you? Why am I even, you don't even, you're not even listening to me, you know? Like there's that immediate response that you're like, I clearly you have other things that you want to be doing, so go do them. And I read that pretty quickly because I'm like, it makes me sad when somebody is distracted during our meeting because I do feel like it's been a waste of my time. And so you don't want to give that to somebody else. You don't want to show up distracted and, you know, not present in that meeting. But if you do show up filled up and you show up ready to serve them, ready to do whatever it takes to help them, not ask them for help, but to ask them how you can be of service, how you can partner together, how you can help them fulfill whatever they want out of the relationship. I'm going to use a corporate example, is that most corporations, the boss is trying to figure out, how do I retain my customers and how do I retain my employees? And so they're looking at opportunities to keep their employees connected and to serve their customers better. And they're always trying to figure out a way to do it better than their competition. And so nonprofit organizations are a great opportunity for them to align with so that their people can do something that makes a difference in other people's lives. And especially if those employees get fired up and excited about what you're doing, that makes it so much easier for the boss to say yes to giving to your cause. And so, but what happened there? It was about, how can you serve them? How can you give them the platform within your organization to show how generous and how kind and how giving of an organization they are and that their people are? And they're looking for that know, like, and trust mentality. They want their employees, they want their customers to know, like, and trust them. And if they see that these people are doing great things for the community and for the people that are around them, that immediately kicks up that trust factor. Because they say, wow, these are really good people and they're making an amazing, you know, difference in our community. I want to be a part of what they're doing. I want to buy their product. I want to be a part of that. And so that people see that. They see it, you know, it doesn't take much for people to understand that that is, that's really attractive. And they don't have to try and sell themselves if they can align with the right cause and the right fit. So that's your opportunity. This is your chance to show them that you're worthy of their dollars and you also are wanting to be a partner with them, that you want to serve them in relationship and that you care about them more than you care about their dollars. The whole reason why you should ever be sitting across the table with somebody is because you feel they're a good fit. And that is extremely flattering to somebody for you to show up and say, hey, someone recommended you. When somebody makes that recommendation, say, you know what, you should call so-and-so. Whenever that comes up, that is a wonderful opportunity for you to pick up the phone or you to reach out to that person and to say, this person, if they give you the okay on it, of course, but if that comes up, it's like, I mean, I can't tell you how many times I told a company where it was like, I feel like we should have been at your door months ago because every conversation I've been in recently, somebody has mentioned you guys, said we need to partner together. We need to be in this. And that piques their curiosity because they're thinking, well, why did our name come up? And why were people thinking about us? And so when that happens, that is so flattering to be like, you are doing good work and people think that we're doing good work. And so what could happen if we partner together? And so once you show up to these meetings and you're filled up and you're ready to serve them, all those self-limiting beliefs do kind of sneak out the window because you're not thinking about, what does that person think of me? Do they like me? Am I saying the right things and giving the right pitch and the right, you know, message to them? When you just come and you're like, how can we work together? And you don't come with all these expectations of what could be, but that you're coming saying, we want to do something. And I'm not sure what that looks like, but I would love for you to be a part of it. And I want to serve with you. I want an opportunity to share more about what it is that we're doing and how we could work together. And that comes across in such a different way than, I want your money. How much can you give? That is so heartless. And I know that that's not who we are and that's not what we want to do. So come ready to serve them and just know that the fear and the anxiety, you know, those sorts of things will disappear as soon as you shift, you know, you make that mindset of, I'm not going to show up empty. I'm not going to show up drained and exhausted, desperate and lacking confidence. I'm going to come full and ready to give whatever it is I can. And, you know, sometimes you're not a good fit. And we get that, you know, that not every opportunity is going to turn into money. But you know what? If we show up and we do everything that we feel like we're called to do, we're sharing our message, we're giving them the opportunity to be a part of it, then I have no problem walking away and feeling like my job was done well. And I hope that for you too, is that you would be able to just feel like you're walking in the direction that you're supposed to be walking in. If you feel like a door has been opened, you walk through it and you ask them to be a part of what it is that you're doing, and you do it with confidence and you don't feel like you are putting them out in any way, because who cares if you ask and they don't want to do it? I mean, really, what are you out? I mean, you're not out anything. So I can ask a whole lot of people. I mean, in thinking about, you know, different life scenarios, you know, I can ask a lot of people for help and they can choose to say no, and that's their choice. But it is my job to ask for help. And if I need help, I need to go ask for it. And somebody will respond. Somebody will say, well, I can help you. What do you need? And if you're really clear and articulate about what it is that you need and they can fulfill it, they're going to fulfill it. So that's what I want you to hear, is that the distraction of all those things of what could happen, or the fear of what they're going to say or how they're going to feel, I just want you to change that mentality away from what could go wrong and start thinking about what could go right. What kind of conversation could you have with this person, and what direction could it go in? And I know that there's a lot of you who speak, you do public speaking quite frequently, and you go and talk to different groups of people and different individuals, and you're just sharing your message because you need to raise awareness for the work that you do. And every time you show up in those meetings, I want you to think before you walk in the door, is my cup empty or is it full? And if it's empty, you just got to have a little talk with yourself. I mean, this is where you just say, I got to put all that stuff to the side today because these people need me. They need to hear my message. They need to hear the message of my people. And if I don't come ready to serve them, then I've done a disservice to my people. And I know that no matter whether you're raising funds individually or in a group, or you're raising money for a building campaign or a huge capital campaign, just remember that you're not out anything. If they don't give, you didn't do anything wrong. But if you show up and you're begging and you're pleading for them to give to you, just remember that that is just so super unattractive, and I got to figure out a better way to do it. And sometimes you just need a better idea, a better way of pitching what it is that you're doing. And so do your homework, do your Sherlock Holmes research ahead of time. So by the time you show up in this meeting with this person, you're ready. I mean, I've shared before, you know, scenarios where I've sat across the table and pitched my idea to someone, and I already knew what they wanted. I already knew their company's ideals, you know, like what did they believe in and why did we align? Why were we a good fit for each other? I was so confident when I walked into that room that I showed up, filled up, ready to tell them exactly what I thought that they could do that would best serve their people and would best serve my people. And it was a win-win, and it worked. And I walked out of that meeting with $20,000 in commitments, you know? And that doesn't happen when you show up empty. I mean, think about that same scenario. If I had walked in the door with an empty tank, my cup was drained and dry, he wouldn't have taken 2 minutes with me. I would have been wasting his time, and he would have said, thanks, but no thanks. And the story would have ended there. But instead, I did my homework. I did my research. I came with the right person. I came with my team ready to go. And when I sat across the table, I gave him my bulleted agenda because that's exactly what he wanted. And I made my pitch. And when he asked, well, what's in it? You know, when we went through all the details and the benefits of what's in it for them and what's in it for us, it was a perfect partnership. And I believe that for you today. I believe that there's perfect partnerships that are out there for you, but you're never going to know it if you show up empty. So my challenge to you today is show up filled up, come ready to serve, and make every single opportunity one that will make an impact for your cause. You never know when a door is going to open. And I never know when somebody is going to introduce me to the next person or the next person after that who's going to be a perfect fit for what we do. So come showed up, filled up for every single meeting, every single interaction, every email, every presentation. Be ready to serve and really take care of your people. So I hope that you hear this message today. Be thinking about that mastermind group coaching group. Figure out if this is the right thing for you. And you can check out all the details at maryvaloney.com/coaching. And today I invite you to not only show up filled up, but to go change the world one volunteer and $1 at a time. What could your favorite charity do if money were not an object? Most nonprofit leaders say they know what to do, they just don't know how to do it. What if you had a resource that showed you step by step how to raise the funds you need to fulfill your mission? Hi, I'm Mary Valone, author of Fundraising Freedom, and I've raised millions of dollars for charity, and I'd love to show you exactly how to do it and how to recruit the right team to back you. Fundraising Freedom, 7 Steps to Build and Sustain Your Next Campaign. Available now at maryvaloney.com, amazon.com, and online at all major bookstores. Get your copy and give the gift of Fundraising Freedom to your favorite charity today.